It used to be that when you and your friends were attacked by a masked killer, it was because you went for a weekend retreat at that abandoned cabin deep in the woods, or snuck into that secluded summer camp with a violent history, or because you decided to stop for the night at a creepy roadside motel in the middle of nowhere. But these days, you're also not safe as a young professional staying in that beautiful three-story beach house that you booked for a quiet weekend stay. The one with the cozy living room and open kitchen and big picture windows with a gorgeous view of the ocean. At least that's the case in the new thriller The Rental, which starts off with a standard scuzzy premise, but transplants it to the cushy world of expensive staycations and Airbnbs. It's the feature directorial debut of actor Dave Franco, who does a serviceable job behind the camera and ratchets up suspense through intrapersonal dramas before plunging us into an ice bath of startling slasher violence. The film, initially planned for theatrical release but now available on VOD, carries all the hallmarks of the low-budget thriller. It's set in a single location and has a small cast of characters, and I think it's safe to assume that most of the movie's budget went to the house itself, which sits right on the beach, has a wraparound deck and a jacuzzi, and is far enough away from civilization that you feel like you're totally isolated. The titular rental is arranged by Charlie, played by Dan Stevens, and his business partner Mina, played by Sheila Vand, who decide they should celebrate the impending launch of a new project by unwinding at a house on the Oregon coast. It's expensive, but hey, they've earned it. Along for the getaway is Charlie's wife Michelle, played by Allison Brie, and his younger brother Josh, played by Jeremy Allen White, who's also dating Mina. Tensions arise almost instantly. Mina wonders why her reservation request was denied merely an hour before Charlie's was approved. Is it because she's a Middle Eastern woman and the property owner is a racist? When they arrive at the house, they find that the owner, played by the underrated character actor Toby Huss, is indeed creepy, as is the mysterious locked door they find underneath the porch. The wine starts to flow, as does the conversation. Josh has been in jail, we discover, and Charlie is certain that his brother will inevitably ruin things with Mina, who's way out of his league. Charlie, meanwhile, is clearly carrying affection for Mina, which makes Michelle nervous, especially because she's just learned about an affair from Charlie's past. This is all before the night that everyone takes MDMA and someone discovers a hidden camera in the shower, and that's when the killer with a claw hammer finally shows up. The script for The Rental is a collaboration between Franco and Joe Swanberg, and its minimalist trappings are typical of Swanberg's spin on low-budget genre fare. The horror elements don't reveal themselves until the movie's final act, though the ominous musical score and the occasional cutaway to a shaky first-person shot peering out from the woods give things away early on. And yet I was surprised how involved I became in the mounting personal tension, which is left to simmer until it inevitably boils over. When the violence finally does arrive, it's actually more pedestrian than everything that came before it. Even though it was produced well before the pandemic shut everything down, The Rental nonetheless has 2020's fingerprints all over it, as so many of us are disappearing into the open air of the wilderness or hiding from the stress of the outside world and other people in isolated Airbnbs, this premise carries even more weight. Of course, those anxieties follow right along behind you, and there's no one around to help you, which might make you think twice before tapping that book your stay button next time. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.